Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of the way of the redeemed. And we're going to be concluding this subject today on this broadcast. This is a very important series of messages. It's going to show you the way to walk in that's going to lead you in the paths of victory. Jesus has set a way for us. This way is the way of holiness. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And if we will consecrate, dedicate ourselves unto Him, and separate ourselves from the world, and make God's Word His first place and final authority in our life, we will walk in that way. We must be hearers and doers of His Word, though, and we must learn to submit ourselves to God and humble ourselves. And certainly we must cast all cares upon the Lord. Deny yourself. Guard your heart. Put off that old man and put on that new man. And be sure that you have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. Make the decision that I am going to walk in the ways of the Lord. I'm going to watch what I speak. I'm going to watch my mind. I'm not going to let myself get into strife or murmuring, complaining, judgmental, critical, being negative against others. But instead, I'm going to walk in love. And I'm going to forgive every person who's wronged me. I'm going to love my enemies. I'm going to not ever receive condemnation or guilt. I'm repenting and turning away from sins. I'm keeping my body under control and not letting myself walk in the flesh. I'm casting down those imaginations. And I'm bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. I'll tell you, when you start doing that, God's going to bring forth victory. And we're going to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all the things that we have need of are going to be added unto us. Of course, it's important. If we walk in the way of the redeemed, it is the way of faith. We're walking by faith. And we're going to speak God's Word. We're going to focus on the unseen realm because that controls the seen realm. There's a spiritual realm and there's a natural realm. The spiritual realm is the ways of the Word of God that we speak for that are going to be brought into manifestation in the natural realm. In the realm of the spirit, of course, is where the devil is, and we've got to deal with him as well as we take authority over all demonic spirits and all spirits that are serving Satan to bring forth destruction. Now, important thing is if we're going to learn to walk in the way of the redeemed, we're going to have to learn to pray. And we're going to pray with confidence, boldly coming to the Lord, because the way of the Holy into the Holiest is open for us. We're going to pray a prayer of faith by believing we receive, taking hold of the mercy of God, and finding grace to help in our time of need. And we're not going to let ourselves ever draw back in unbelief, otherwise we won't possess our promises. We're not going to be in doubt, otherwise we can't move our mountain. We're not going to be wavering, otherwise we won't be able to receive anything of the Lord. And we talked about the fact that we must not cast away our confidence. No casting away of our confidence. We're going to hold fast and we're going to be steadfast. We have need of patience or steadfastness until we see the promise. And we will see the promise if we hold fast to our faith. Don't draw back. Remember, God says, if you draw back, my soul has no pleasure in you. We are not of them who draw back, but we are believers, and we're going to see the promise come to pass. Now, it's important that you make the decision that you're going to trust in the ways of the Lord. You're going to trust in His Word. This is going to be the way of the redeemed. Don't lean to your understanding. Acknowledge Him in all your ways. Know that He's going to direct your paths. In James 1, verse 2, the Bible says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. The way of the redeemed is also a way, though, where the enemy will try to come against you. When temptation comes against you, you got to be ready to overcome. And the first thing you need to do is start rejoicing in the Lord. Get your eyes upon the Lord. Start rejoicing in Him, knowing that the devil is trying to stop your faith. He's trying. He's testing your faith. And this brings into operation our steadfastness, so we'll be steadfast upon the Word of God. And we're going to rejoice because we're not going to let the devil get us down or discouraged. That will stop you from seeing your faith work, and that will take you right out of the way of the redeemed. The Bible says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. This is Philippians 4:4. Paul learned how to rejoice. He was in all kinds of circumstances where it was natural to let the last thing you'd have done is rejoice. But he rejoiced in the Lord. He believed in his God, and God always delivered him out of all those persecutions, all the afflictions, whatever came at him. And the Lord will do the very same thing for us. You need to learn to rejoice in the Lord and always give thanks unto the Lord for what he's doing. Keep your eyes upon the Lord. The Bible says rejoice evermore. While you're rejoicing, of course, you're going to be praying the Word of God. And this brings us to the next area. The way of the redeemed is a way of prayer. You've got to learn to be a praying person. God wants you to be praying without ceasing. The Bible says that men ought always to pray and not to faint. We need to pray the Word of God, pray and release what His Word says. The Bible says His Word will not return void, but it prospers where to it's sent. God wants you to give thanks. Whenever you pray, you're going to pray with thanksgiving. When you pray with thanksgiving, then you're going to be taking hold of the promise. That shows forth faith. Thanksgiving always shows forth faith in your life. And as you're thanking Him, you need to be praising Him for bringing forth the promises of God in your life. The Bible says we should offer up the sacrifice of praise and glorify Him continually. Remember those 10 lepers? Nine of them did not return. Only one returned, and he gave glory to God, and he ended up being made whole of all the effects of the leprosy, while the others were just cleansed. He received the full blessings of the Lord because he was a praiser and a worshiper of God. Well, God wants us to praise Him. In fact, the more you praise the Lord, you'll be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart unto the Lord. The Bible says that we are responsible to offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips giving thanks to His name. That's why you want to be praising and thanking Him continually. That is the way of the redeemed, offering up spiritual sacrifices unto the Lord. Praise God. Now, while you're praying, you're going to pray with your understanding, but you also need to learn to pray with your spirit in tongues. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 14:15, what is it then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with the understanding. Praying with your understanding is praying according to your known language, according to the word that you know. It is activated through your mind of what you know. Praying with your spirit is praying with your spirit on the inside of you. And how do you do that? You do that through praying in tongues. The Bible says that if I speak in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth. When you pray with your spirit, you're praying by means of the Holy Spirit, and you're releasing what God, the Holy Spirit, would pray through you. It's as if you're simply the delivery person for the Holy Spirit to pray what He wants to pray. And I'll tell you, we know a drop in the bucket compared to God. God knows everything. And when you pray in tongues, you are actually releasing what God, the Holy Spirit, would be praying through you in that situation. And you know it's going to be in line with the will of God. You know it's going to get an answer. You know it's going to be in line with exactly what needs to be prayed for. And you know that it's going to see some results. That's why praying in tongues is so powerful. And of course, that's why the devil has fought that. He tries to bring a lot of confusion in the body of Christ about this. He doesn't want people to receive this prayer language. A lot of people thought it's just some gift that only a few receive. No, the gift of tongues is one of the 9 gifts of the Spirit, and that is as the Spirit of God wills, and it needs to be accompanied with an interpretation of tongues in the assembly to bring a message to the church. But the prayer language of tongues is different from the gift of tongues. The prayer language of tongues is for every single person who has the Holy Spirit within them. They have the ability to pray in tongues, and they can release the power of the Holy Spirit through praying in tongues at any time in their life. When you do that, you're going to pray effectively, coupled together with praying with your understanding. The Bible says even when you speak with tongues, you're even going to edify yourself. You're going to build yourself up. You're going to bring a strengthening of yourself spiritually as well. In fact, Paul said, I speak in tongues more than you all, because he found out how powerful it was. And you actually will be building up your most holy faith when you pray in the Holy Ghost, Jude verse 20. And this is such an important thing for you to do if you're going to walk in the way of the Lord, because we need the Holy Spirit's power being released. We need this prayer language going forth so we can overcome the enemy, because we don't know what all to pray for as we ought, but the Holy Spirit does, praise God, and He will make intercession for us. Another thing that's important is the fact that we need to make the right choices to please God. When we please God, our enemies will even be at peace with us, the Bible says. In fact, in Isaiah 56, he says in verse 4 that we need to choose the things that please him and take hold of his covenant promises. Choose the things that please me, choose the Lord. In fact, that's what Jesus did. Jesus had this testimony. He said, I do always those things that please him. God wants you to do the things that please him. That's going to be the way of the redeemed, and God's going to bless you. We need to choose what is right. In fact, Deuteronomy 30, verse 19 says that he set before us life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. We need to choose the things that are pleasing to the Lord, and be willing. In Isaiah 1:19, he says, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. The way of the redeemed is certainly a way of obedience. If we refuse and rebel, though, we will be devoured. It is important that you make the decision, I'm going to make right choices, I'm going to choose God's ways, I'm going to be obedient and do what he wants me to do. And I'm going to do the work of the Lord. You know, the Bible says that we should be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15:58. The Bible says we've been called to do these works, and we need to be abounding in the works of the Lord. And we show forth, actually, that we believe in him and that we really know God. If our works deny him, that means we're abominable, disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate. God has given us works to do. The Bible says these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they're going to cast out devils, they're going to lay hands on the sick, they're going to recover, we're going to speak the word, we're going to pray and pull down the strongholds of the enemy, and we're going to overcome. And if we're going to walk in the way of the redeemed, we're going to pursue our enemies. And remember, your enemies are spiritual enemies. And we're going to destroy them, turn not again until we've consumed them, but they're fallen under our feet. And God is going to give us the victory. And one thing is for sure, Romans 16:20 says, when we walk in the way of the redeemed, the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet. He's going to bruise that enemy underfoot. Do you have some areas where you need to overcome the enemy? Start walking in these ways. Start walking by faith. Start taking authority over the enemy. Start rejoicing in the Lord, praising the Lord, praying with your understanding, praying in tongues. Make the right choices. Obey what he tells you to do. Start doing the works of God, taking authority over the enemy, and start pursuing those enemies until they fall beneath your feet. And the God of peace shall bruise the enemy under your feet. Walk in the way of the redeemed and bring forth much fruit. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As you have received the word today, be sure to apply it in your life by doing it. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center for our weekly services Sunday at 10 and 6:30 and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 23 Morse Road near High Street in North Columbus. For more information, call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.